And my question for you this morning is, what are the prices are you seeing in the petrol, diesel forecourts around the county where you are? Let us know what they're at. Highest I saw was €2.20 for diesel and over €2. I think it was €2.09 for petrol in one petrol station. They're hovering around the 218, 219 diesel and 199.9 or over €2 for petrol at the moment. And the further bad news is the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association represents over 1,500 retailers, including 300 filling stations, says its members have been informed the wholesale price of diesel will rise by an average of 6.99 cent per litre from midnight tonight, is what we're being told. So another 6 cent is going on, or maybe has gone on, this morning, from midnight last night into this morning. So have you seen an increase again from yesterday, or where are things at now? And the that was last night, 6.99 cent, and a further average of 6.3 cent from midnight tonight. So that's, you know, 13 cent in 2 days on top of where things are at now. So are we heading for €2.30 diesel and €2.10 petrol? Is that where we're going? Give us the price changes you've seen. Let us know what the prices are where you are. This all feeds in, of course, to the government announcement that they're going to do something and make some sort of an intervention when it comes to fuel prices over the next number of days as a result of the Iran war. And countries around the world have been coming under increasing pressure to ease the burden on citizens. And the government confirmed in the last number of days it's working on what it described as an appropriate intervention to address the rising fuel costs. The measures are expected to be finalised over the next number of days and ready for cabinet on Tuesday. With me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil Deputy for Kerry, Michael Cahill. Deputy Cahill, good morning to you. That's not really good news, not surprising news, I suppose, that there was an increase last night, another increase expected tonight. People are very, very hard pressed. What can you say about what you feel needs to happen?
Well, Kerry, I've been on this issue. I've received many representations in regards to it from constituents all over the county and indeed further afield. Look, I suppose oil prices have been very volatile since the conflict began in the Middle East, to be fair about it. The government have engaged in regards to this matter. I know that Minister Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Transport and Energy, has already been in contact with the four biggest energy retailers to ensure that hardship funds are, and focus measures are in place for, you know, for customers who do find themselves in difficulty, and there are many. I know it's, you know, I know it's from meeting people here at home and around the county. I suppose we can't predict what's going to happen, but in the context of where this war is going to go, etc., and how difficult it's going to get with the rising costs, and you know, it's put it's putting huge and enormous pressure, in fact, on households and families. And as I stated in the Dáil on Wednesday, you know, some families have to make the very difficult decision between buying food or filling the car or indeed heating the home and or indeed other, you know, essential costs. And but I am confident that you know, and it has, you know, since I spoke in the Dáil, things have developed, like, you know, yesterday and indeed yesterday evening, and in regards to what the government are going to do. The cabinet is meeting on Tuesday next, and
I know you don't have the answers, Michael. I'm not expecting you to provide the answers of what exactly is going to happen, but like the headline in front of the Irish Independent this morning, fears of €800 electric bill spike after Iran hits oil hub. There's gas, international gas prices that spike. That affects the price of our electricity as well. Thankfully, we're coming into the summer. Do you think things will be done on petrol and diesel as well as electric bills, or is it possible to say at this stage?
I would be very hopeful that, you know, I can't preempt what's going to happen, obviously, but I would be very hopeful that there will be targeted measures that will help, you know, everyone. Most people need, especially in a rural county like Kerry, need their car to go to work. And, you know, it's not a... it's not a pleasure, it's a necessity, I suppose, Jerry. So I do think that there will be a reduction there in excise duty. That's my own personal opinion. There are hints coming from government, you know, from both the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste. I've been in contact with the Taoiseach constantly in regards to this issue. I've been in contact with the Tánaiste as well, the Minister for Finance, and indeed the Minister for Transport and Energy. And, like, I suppose, to be fair, like, you know, there mightn't be, it mightn't seem obvious to the general public, like, but the government have already been watching this very, very closely, and they continue to monitor the situation, you know, around the world. You know, you have the International Energy Agency, the IEA, on the 11th of March, Ireland, you know, already agreed there to participate in the release of oil reserves to address supply issues. And, you know, this is the largest, I suppose we need to take this into consideration as well. It's the largest supply disruption in the history of the global oil market, like, you know. And,
yeah.
And you know, to be fair, the government have come up trumps in the past, like they did it when the war broke out in Ukraine. They did it during COVID as well. They had people out that were out of work overnight. And I've no doubt that they will come up trumps on this occasion. They have to, Jerry. You know,
you've been criticised for being too slow on this, Michael, but is it a question that it's a volatile situation that's open to change, that, like, you know, it takes time to work these things out and maybe target these payments at the most vulnerable rather than a universal payment for everybody?
You know, they can't rush in blindfolded in regards to, we don't know how long this is going to continue for. I mean, it depends on who you listen to or speak to. And, like, you know, Dara Bryan has already written to, you know, the retail electricity and gas suppliers as well as the fuel suppliers, and has emphasised the importance, this is in the past couple of months, of reducing exposure for, you know, Irish customers, consumers, you know, from price hikes and, you know, and I suppose the general global uncertainty that's out there, like, you know. And, you know, we have taken measures, to be fair, even in the budget there, like the government extended 9% VAT on gas and electricity, like, you know, and there was improved funding there for SEI improvements and you know, the fuel allowance and the warmer home scheme, etc. Like, you know, but everyone has to play a part here, like, you know. So, and it is disappointing that, you know, that we're seeing continuous rises and the public are getting angrier by the day, Jerry, to be honest about it, and rightly so. But look, you know, I suppose we have to look at the bigger picture, and we just don't know what's ahead of us. Ireland, actually, I believe they've 90 days of supply of stocks, in stocks of oil, like, you know, which, you know, some little bit of comfort, because we just don't know what's going to happen. We don't have a crystal ball.
Okay, so we'll expect news on
they will
respond, and it will be a serious response to help people out, and we'll know on Tuesday.
Exactly. I'd be very confident of that, Charlie.
Okay, all right, Michael, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that. That's Deputy Michael Cahill with us on the line on what is happening right now, what the plans are for what will happen on Tuesday in terms of easing the pressure. We've been asking you what are the prices today that you're seeing in the forecourts, because we're seeing obviously a 7 cent rise last night and another perhaps maybe 6 to 7 cent rise tonight is the warning from the convenience stores national organisation that represent 300 petrol retailers across the country. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. We'll talk more about this, the European response to it, if there can be any sort of a European response, given that Europe isn't effectively involved in this war, didn't start this war. What will that look like? We'll get to that. The European Union and European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels today to discuss this crisis. This is top of the agenda. Micheál Martin is there with me on the line to talk about that, and what can be done on an energy level at a European level is Ireland's South MEP for Fine Gael, Sean Kelly. Sean, good morning to you. Here we are, another crisis, prices going up for everybody, governments are scrambling to respond. What's happening in Europe? What can Europe do to make any difference in this crisis?
Well, they did have a meeting yesterday where they discussed the spike in energy prices. And while they didn't come to any definite conclusions, they did ask the Commission to come forward with proposals by June. And obviously, looking at the last crisis, the time of Russia invading Ukraine, they introduced things like the infra-marginal price cap, etc. They'll probably look at that again, but one of the problems with that is that there's a threshold, and the threshold is that the price has to be 2.5 times over the 5-year average, and the fact that the Ukraine Russian war started only a little over 4 years ago, that really isn't relevant now because the prices were already skyrocketed that time. So they'll have to look at that and make some adjustments. They're also looking maybe at what they call the ETS, the Emissions Trading Scheme, probably CBAM, to see can they alleviate the situation, but particularly to try and get some relief for the consumers and SMEs across Europe at that level. And also, of course, governments can do some themselves as well.
Is it likely that governments will be allowed, I won't say break the rules, maybe bend the rules on state aid or other issues to get over the worst of this crisis, Sean?
No, I don't think so, because the other side of it, of course, is that the solution to all this is to develop our own energy, and that means renewable energy, wind and solar in particular in Europe, and finalise the grids which are not connected across Europe. The late Eddie O'Connor of Limerick came up with the concept of the supergrid. That's now part of the agenda, and the Irish presidency will have a big role to play in moving that forward. But what member states can do, including our own state, a lot of the price, not a lot, but in some instances, like Spain, 30% of the price is actually taxed by governments. So the governments could certainly look at that and reduce that on a temporary basis. And I think the key point here is that you need immediate measures, but you need them also to be temporary. Because what generally happens is when the government intervenes in any country, the opposition will say it isn't good enough. And then when it comes to ending it, they'll say it should continue on for another long time because people are suffering. So there's need clarity on that. What is genuinely needed to help to get over this hump, and hopefully peace will return to the Middle East and prices will stabilise again.
Isn't that the problem, though? Aren't we really on a wing and a prayer here? When we have Israel bombing gas fields unbeknownst to America, they seem to be disagreeing over that. The fact that this was launched seemingly without a plan in the first place. We have now that the best could be described as chaotic international actors who are prompting these crises, and we're all paying for it. Not
You're
to mention
absolutely correct.
The thousands of people dead.
Absolutely. I mean, there is no international support officially at the UN level or anything else for what's going on. And it's obviously triggered a huge response. And as you said, there's a danger that particularly gas and oil fields could be blown up. But at the same time, I don't think Donald Trump is as foolish as people make him out to be. If he sees this impacting on the American economy and the long-term future, and if he cannot open the Strait of Hormuz, he'll either do something desperate, it will make things worse, or he will declare that the mission is more or less complete, that Iran has been reduced to a very weak level where they won't threaten America anymore. So I would expect that they'll be watching this very carefully, and they'll do one of those two things, either to try and come to an ultimate conclusion to destroy Iran, or to say maybe we have enough done and we can manage it from now on. But as you said, it's totally volatile, and a lot depends on Donald Trump and Netanyahu, who is very gung-ho on attacking anybody he sees as an enemy of Israel, as we've seen in Gaza, etc., over the last couple of years.
Sean, a final point on this. Does this all not show this breakdown in international order and international law, the breakdown in the relationship between the European Union and the United States, unilateral action of the US and Israel in this area, how powerless the European Union is to do anything about this?
Well, you see, this intrigues me. People expect the European Union to solve all the problems of the world. No. I mean, why shouldn't any other bloc of countries around the world solve them? And the real reason here is that the United Nations is a failure, complete and utter failure. They can do nothing, not their fair fault, but they haven't the power to do anything. So essentially, if some country breaks international law, if they abuse and kill their citizens and shoot them and kill them like Iran did when there was a few months ago, ago when there were protests, and happens in many other countries as well, when women's rights are denied in Afghanistan and Iran and other places around the world, the United Nations can only pass resolutions. So now they're expecting the European Union, which is not a federation, it's a kind of a gathering of 27 countries in the best interests, and they're doing their very best. But I do think, though, that the relationship with the United States is going to be restored pretty quickly. We're hoping to pass the agreement reached in relation to tariffs at the next meeting in Strasbourg. And hopefully that might settle down things, calm things down for Donald Trump, calm things down for business, give it predictability, and maybe a little bit of order can be restored again.
Well, hopefully that is the case, Sean. We'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that this morning. That's Sean Kelly,
Ireland
South MEP for the European Union.